Hope 94.5 HD2, bringing you hope all day long.
10 o'clock on Hope 94.5 HD2. It's Rebecca. Great to have you tuned in to this exciting hour. We're in studio. I have some guests, Gary and his son, Ben, from Trail Life. And they're representing the local branch here in Coryville. And you guys almost could have just like hopped on a sled to come here.
Yeah, it was pretty close. Good morning.
Well, welcome, guys. And Gary, some of our listeners may recognize you because you are from the Wesley Church in Coryville.
In Coryville, that's correct, yes.
And you've been there for how many years?
We've been at Wesley since 2002. And Trail Life, we started there in 2017.
Gary, you're a husband, a father, a homeschooling dad, which is why Ben is here today. And you're among the many parents across our nation that are trying to fight back against the whole gender change, role change, and Trail Life is standing in the gap, letting boys be boys.
Exactly. We started Trail Life in 2013 because of Boy Scouts. The leaders of at that point felt that the moral compass of Boy Scouts was going in the wrong direction, and we needed to focus on having God first and everything. And they gathered in 2012 and 2013 and pretty much laid the groundwork for what we're doing today with Trail Life, which we are a God-centered outdoor Christian adventure club, program, however you want to say it, but we're focused on boys. Trail Life is for boys only, and one of the exciting things I think for us also, which we'll go through in a little bit, is that we are led by male leaders. Men are leading this group, so I think it's very important for the boys.
Men and women are both gifted and special as God created them, and just gifted in different ways. And if we're going to help the boys be leaders, we got to focus on them. And there is a great group, American Heritage Girls, that focuses on equipping women to be godly moms.
Correct. Yeah, that's another great, great organization. And I'll just put in a plug for them early in our conversation here. We do at Wesley also have an American Heritage Girls program for the girls that happens on the same night that we have Trail Life. So it's a family-oriented Christian.
Thing. I found out she's your daughter.
Yes. Our family is very into the youth, from my wife teaching Sunday school to doing vacation Bible study to doing what we're doing with both of these youth programs.
I can't wait to talk to Caitlin. She and I are going to put together a date for that. And glad to be talking to Gary today with Trail Life. And when you're getting these recruits at church, I don't know if that's the right word to use, but are you getting a lot of former Boy Scouts or is it new kids?
Yeah, so nowadays it is new kids. When we first started, it was brought over. Boy Scout troops actually came over and became Trail Life troops. That was the beginning. And then the ball got rolling. And within a couple years, you saw more new people coming in that saw the vision, saw the need for their sons to be mentored by men, just only by men. We go by a statement of faith for the leaders in Trail Life. So now I would say we're almost 100% new or unaffiliated with the Boy Scouts.
Right.
I will say, not only am I a local leader at Wesley Church, I am also a point man for Trailmen, for Trail Life USA in the Susquehanna Valley and actually in the Keystone area, a little bit further west, Gettysburg area, that type of thing. So I'm also responsible for helping people start and charter Trail Life programs in their church. So you see, most of the time it is Joe Public wanting that Christian faith-based program for their boys that approach us. But I just did have this fall a whole Boy Scout troop come over to Trail Life because they woke up and said, you know what, we need to start doing things differently.
Yeah,
so there's still
time passes that gap is going to be more noticeable.
Yes.
And we have one of the Trail Lifers here, Gary's son Ben, and we're going to talk to him after the commercial break. with some of the things that he's been involved in.
Hope 94.5 HD2, music for the heart and food for the soul.
10:20 on Hope 94.5 HD2. I'm Rebecca. You're listening to Music for the Heart. In this hour, I'm talking to Gary Coryville, representative for Trail Life USA. And now, all morning, I've been telling listeners that Trail Life is like the Christian version of Boy Scouts. Because I think when I say that, people know, like, okay, we're talking like boys club. They're going on camping trips in the woods and starting fires with sticks and doing community projects and merit badges. Now, let's hear from one of your trail lifers who I'm sure has an unbiased opinion, Ben. what are some of the projects that you guys have been doing and stuff?
I remember a couple years ago, we built this boat raft kind of thing, which it was a lot of fun because we actually got to try it out and put it on the water, which was kind of fun.
Yeah.
And then I remember a couple campouts ago, we built a flagpole, which was really enjoyable.
Yeah, that's like Tom Sawyer kind of Huckleberry Finn stuff. Build a raft.
Totally.
Now, did it actually float? Like,
yeah, it actually did, surprisingly.
Well, very good. And do you guys like earn merit badges and stuff? Work your way up kind of thing and do projects?
Yeah, just like that.
Okay, and you mentioned service projects, community projects.
Oh, yeah, we do a lot of those as
well. Oh, yeah. What's a recent one, if you can remember?
A recent one. The first one that comes to mind is on, like, a Oxford cleanup.
Oh, yeah.
Where we just go around, like, the town that I live in and just clean up.
Like some of the, like, trash off the roads and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Beautifying nature. I like that. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you, Ben, for letting listeners know about some of the projects that you guys are doing and the skills that you're learning. Like, when I think of these kinds of things, like, do you, like, have, like, learn how to, like, tie rope, like,
oh,
those,
yeah,
knots?
We do lots of that.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So, like, what's, like, some of the knots that you know how to do?
A square knot.
A square
That's
knot.
About it.
Okay. And I know nothing about what a square knot is, but I am so glad that you're in Trail Lifers. You've been in that for 5 years?
Yes, 5 years.
Okay. And it's probably pretty awesome having your dad as one of the troop leaders.
Yeah.
Does he go easy on you or, like, harder? When grading projects, both. Okay. All right, we're going to hear some more music up next from the third day he is alive. Stay tuned as we continue talking to Trail Life, Gary and Ben.
Hope 94.5 HD2, bringing you hope all day long.
Rebecca on Hope 94.5 HD2, and with me is Gary Tozzo from Trail Life and the Coryville branch at Wesley Church. And during the break, we were talking about this man camp that you guys do and this huge mushers sled that you're building.
Yeah. So man camp is our summer camp, is a week-long summer camp that the boys can do for our older boys from the ages of 11 on up through 18. And there they do a lot of stuff during the week. We keep them busy from 6:30 a.m. to about 10:30 at night.
Whoa.
At that camp, Ben was mentioning, that's where they build the boat. We have a big battle on the boat at the end of the week where four or five rafts go out.
This is such fun stuff.
They go out there and try to sink each other. well, that was the first year. The second year, we actually had them do a race around the lake to see if the raft would survive.
Oh, my word. I feel like this is like the best of boyhood that, like, I was concerned boys aren't getting to experience and do anymore, and I'm so glad you guys are here.
We are doing it. It's all about adventure with us. We are in an outdoor adventure program, and we try to be outside as much as we can, doing things that, you know, I think a lot of boys now just dream about doing. We go out and do it. Building rafts, I never built a raft when I was younger.
You know,
they get to go out and he survived the night on the mountain at 13 years old. They had to start a fire without matches. They had to build shelter with whatever was around in the woods.
Yeah, survival 101, so living off the land.
They did that, and currently we have them building a dog sled.
Yeah.
For next year, we want to have at our church a Yukon Derby, it's called, which is a wintertime competition on skills.
If we can get some more snow than what we've got today.
That would be easier for the boys. But in these type of things, the boys are learning, particularly in the raft building and in the sled building, they're going to be learning knots. They're going to be learning lashings. They're using for the sled, they're using power tools, some of them for the very first time. They were introduced to circular saws,
You're
drills.
Equipping the workforce of tomorrow. So employers are wanting that.
You know, a lot of boys don't even know what a screwdriver is. And I say that half-heartedly, but it's true that there's a lot of men out there that are not savvy with the basic tools.
There you go. You're coming alongside dads, helping them raise their boys to be great men.
Exactly.
And godly men.
Exactly.
And no participation trophies, right?
No. So we just, if I have a moment, we just had our rally car derby, which is a pine car that goes down a track.
Oh, my dad similar, and brothers have done that.
Yes. So we call it a rally car.
Okay.
And we do give out trophies, and my boys know this. We give out one trophy per patrol for the winner. Those that come in second. What's the answer to that, Ben?
The biggest loser.
They are the first loser.
Oh, slam. That's good. That's a healthy competition that makes you want to, like, achieve and strive hard.
Yes, and the boys understand that, and they're growing. That has turned out to be now our biggest event of the year.
I should think so. I mean, I'm getting excited just hearing about it, so I know your boys are super excited and just glad to be a part of trail life, and we're going to hear more from Gary and Ben coming up in a few minutes. Stay tuned.
Take the worship with you by visiting hope945.com on your mobile device, anytime, anywhere.
Hope 94.5 HD2, Rhett Walker with Believer. I'm talking to Trail Life and Gary Tozzo today. Trail Life teaching boys to be godly, responsible husbands, fathers, Christians, believers, citizens. And I know Rhett Walker is totally down with that. He's a man's man if you follow him on social media. And Gary, you are helping your boys, your son Ben, and so many other boys to be men. And we were just talking about participation trophies in the last break. And oh my goodness, failure teaches success. And that makes for hard workers. And the workforce is missing that. And homes are missing these pillars that are supposed to be leaders.
Yes, that's what we're, one of the things that we do with this program is we tell our leaders, if a boy can do it, let them do it.
Mm-hmm.
If they fail, this is the place to do it. You can correct it. I mean, we obviously, if we're doing a saw and they're going to, you know, saw off a finger, we're stopping them
right.
Well before that comes up. But you have to let them fail. And, you know, we have boys from 5 years old on up to right now. Our oldest is 15. Program goes up through 18. But as they progress and get older, we give them more responsibility, more chances to fail, because
mm-hmm.
this is the place to learn and understand that failure happens in life.
It does.
And real men pull up the bootstraps when that happens
mm-hmm.
and chug along, and that's, you know, part of what makes us men.
Right, and the hardest part being a godly man, but thankfully God empowers us, and you're also bringing that faith-based aspect right alongside with that.
And exactly.
We're going to continue that thought right after this commercial break.
Hope 94.5 HD2, music for the heart and food for the soul.
You're listening to Music for the Heart here on Hope 94.5 HD2. I'm Rebecca, and we're continuing to talk with Gary from Trail Life USA. And Gary, you're a Keystone Susquehanna representative for Trail Life in your troop meets at the Wesley Church in Coryville, so I'm sure a lot of people listening this hour have been enjoying hearing from their fellow church member and troop leader. Now, you've mentioned that Trail Life is faith-based, and we were talking about that last break. You guys are based out of churches, right? What's that mean?
Yes, so to be chartered in Trail Life, one of our core principles is that it's church-owned. Which is a little bit different than the other program where you could be in a church, but the church takes no responsibility
okay.
for it. We are, for example, my troop is actually a mission of Wesley Church. They
okay.
support us on our board. We have members of Wesley Church that are on our board. I report to. They know what's going on in our program. They do support us financially to some extent. And, you know, I report to them quite often on what we're doing. And, you know, I went in last fall during budget time. And one of the questions was asked, how do we move the Christian faith forward in our program?
Mm-hmm.
Wesley goes with to know, to grow, to go.
Mm-hmm.
So that is what True Life is all about. We've talked a lot about things that we do project-wise and activity-wise, but everything that we do centers around God, around Jesus.
Right.
We open all of our meetings in prayer. We end all of our meetings in prayer. All of our lesson plans incorporate whatever we're doing, incorporates
right.
what the Bible says about it. And believe it or not, everything that we do is in the Bible.
Yeah, it sure is.
And
it's life.
So the kids are getting it from the age of 5, if they're with us, the whole way through. So we do that on a weekly basis in
right.
all of our programming. And then we have a Worthy Life Award, which can be earned at each of our program levels, which goes into a little bit more in depth. It's doing discipleship. It's doing devotionals. It's being able to articulate what you're learning.
That's,
you know, memorizing
awesome that you guys
verses.
Have so many programs that you can like continue to
yeah.
grow the kids in so many different ways and partnerships. Now, the kids that join, do they have to be a part of the church, or can, like,
absolutely
unchurched
not.
Kids? Okay, great.
So we just talked about discipleship and our Walk Worthy
mm-hmm.
Award. We are here to not only be here for those that are already close to the faith,
mm-hmm.
may not be exactly walking in it, but they know who Jesus is. We're
right.
also here to tell people who Jesus is that don't know about him.
Right,
and,
that's our mission
and
as
see,
Christians.
See Christian men explaining it to them and seeing how we are, not only explaining, but seeing us,
yeah.
observing us, because that's as important as anything I say.
Mm-hmm.
What I
speak
do
louder.
Matters.
Yeah, because that's what the kids will always follow, what we do, not what we say. And it's great that you guys are living that out truly. And, you know, what concerns you about the trajectory of our nation and the seeming war on boyhood and the lack of godliness and godly leaders?
Yes, so this could be another program hour. very concerning, and that's a lot of what I'm doing to make
right,
sure
you're trying
that,
to battle that.
You know, I want Ben to be a godly man, a man with backbone when it
mm-hmm.
comes down to it. He doesn't see that yet. He's young.
He's 13, yeah.
He's 13, but, you know, we lack a lot of that today. Not a lot. I mean, a great amount.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of the situations I think we're in right now is because we have failed as men to be men.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's one thing to be a male, and
right.
there's one thing to be a man.
Right.
And we need to really get a generation going that is God-fearing, that is godly masculine.
Right.
The Bible calls it for us to be that way.
Mm-hmm. Jesus himself was an example. He was a carpenter. He was a man's man that could build with his hands, but he was also
yeah.
the Savior that was teaching, you know, faith and values.
So I wrote down a verse that I think kind of we haven't really used a lot in Trail Life, but my mentor gave it to me. It's from 1 Corinthians 16, verses 13 and 14. Be watchful, stand firm in the faith, act like men.
I like that.
Be strong. I'm going to use that with my group, because that's, you know, down from our leaders down to the boys. That's what we need going forward. So, I mean, we could talk a whole probably day's worth of what's going on. We are in a battle. It's not a seeming thing. We are in a battle for boyhood, for manhood. We treat boys like everyone's the same. Girls and boys learn differently. They're biologically different, and there's a learning style for boys that is different than girls. And if you put them together and you try to have one size fits all, it never works. And
God is the great designer. He made it on purpose for a reason.
So
I'm so glad you guys are there on the front lines, helping parents, coming alongside parents and grandparents who are raising kids to fight that battle. Not only helping men be men, but godly men that our future is, I feel, really going to need. And you guys are here doing a great work. And moms, dads, grandparents, if you have a boy, I recommend you get them involved in Trail Life USA. Young ladies, there's a program for you, American Heritage Girls. Gary, Ben, thanks so much for coming on Hope 94.5 HD2 today and telling us about Trail Life USA, and we're going to help listeners get connected with that.
Great. Can I put in one plug?
Sure.
For how to get a hold of us?
Yeah.
So if you're interested in any information about Trail Life, they have a website. It's www.traillifeusa.com. If you're looking for a troop, they have a Find a Troop button there that you can click and put in your zip code, and it'll pull up close troops to you. If you're interested in starting a troop, you can find a button there that says to start a troop. And if you're interested in just talking with me, you can email me at wesley.tlusa@gmail.com.
Awesome. Thanks again, Gary and Ben. You are our local point man here in the Southern Lancaster County area. And I'm sure local listeners will reach out to you or at least go to the Trail Life USA website to find a place close to them. Thanks for listening to Hope 94.5 HD2. Stay tuned. More music for your heart coming your way.
Hope 94.5 HD2, bringing you hope all day long.